Opposition leader Bill Shorten has had a bumpy start to his first day of election campaigning. One of Mr. Shorten's Labor candidates has come out contradicting the Labor Party's asylum seeker policies. She is Sophie Ismail, the Labor candidate for Melbourne. She's criticised boat turnbacks and offshore detention on Manus Island and Nauru while talking to Fairfax Media. She says, "I have concerns about turnbacks. I don't think they should be on the table. When people arrive by boat, and 90% of them are genuine refugees, turning them back to places not signed up to the Refugee Convention is a problem." No surprises, the government has seized on these comments. Let's go to Michael Packey, 2GB's federal political editor, who's following the election campaign. He's on the line. G'day, Michael.
G'day, Ben.
Boats, it has been a big issue in past election campaigns, and if the government has its way, it will be in this one as well.
Absolutely, and it hasn't taken long for them to start talking, the government that is, to start talking about asylum seeker boats. Essentially, the Immigration Minister, Peter Dutton, held a news conference earlier this afternoon saying that Bill Shorten must do something about Ms. Ismail because now there is clearly a divide within Labor ranks over the asylum seeker policy, saying that she's become the sixth Labor member or candidate who has criticised Mr. Shorten's and Labor's border protection policy. The government knows that they're on a winner when it comes to asylum seekers because they fought the 2013 election on it and they did stop the boats from arriving in Australia. So the government will make any mileage that they can if they feel that Labor is not committed to also adhering to the government's policy.
It was the shadow Immigration Minister Richard Marles who was really the one who turned Bill Shorten around on this some time ago to say, look, if we don't toughen up here, we're no chance of ever getting back into office. So Richard Marles deserves some credit for that. Bill Shorten's changed his mind. But it's a reminder, isn't it, Michael, that during an election campaign, it's not just about the leaders and the ministers and the shadow ministers. Everyone's got to watch what they're saying, even if they're brand new candidates.
Completely. Now, I've heard some analysis this afternoon suggesting that maybe Sophie Ismail did this on purpose. As you mentioned in the introduction, she's running for the seat of Melbourne, which is currently held by the Greens candidate, or the Greens MP, and Adam Bandt. And Labor really does want to regain this seat of Melbourne from the Greens. And there is some suggestion that maybe she made this comment to try and get a little bit of publicity, knowing that people in that electorate don't agree with the government or Labor's policy on asylum seekers. So if she could come out and say that she doesn't agree with it either, that maybe it might encourage some voters in that seat of Melbourne to vote Labor. But look, I don't think it's going to really make much difference. And I do think it's silly. But Sophie Ismail, if that's the idea that you have, why would you do it on the day that the campaign is sort of like officially getting underway and essentially derails Labor's message?
No way in the world I'd say that it would have been a foot-in-mouth occasion and it hands an easy gift to Malcolm Turnbull on day one. Just very briefly, both leaders started day one of campaigning, or day two of campaigning, if you want to call it that, today in marginal seats in Queensland. Do we know where they're off to tomorrow?
We don't know whether, well, I can tell you Bill Shorten is staying in northern Queensland. He's going to be in Townsville, and he's staying in Townsville for a couple of days. So we know that that's what Bill Shorten is doing tomorrow and pretty much for the rest of this week. As for Malcolm Turnbull, today he visited three marginals here in Brisbane, the seat of Moreton, Bonner and Petrie. Moreton is held by Labor, Bonner and Petrie, they're held by wafer thin margins by Liberal candidates or Liberal MPs. As for tomorrow, we don't know what we're doing. We know that we're in Brisbane overnight, but what we're doing tomorrow is anyone's guess. Magical mystery tour.
We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks, Michael.
No problem.
Michael Packey joining us from the election campaign trail.